It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's a soggy, rainy, and cloudy start to the morning, but the sun is expected later, and it might be a good afternoon to visit the High Line. The elevated park on an old rail line runs along part of Manhattan's west side and has received more than 30 million visitors since opening in 2009. But it's been getting a different kind of attention lately. Robert Hammond, along with Joshua David, founded the High Line, and Hammond was quoted in a recent CityLab article saying the project failed in its initial attempt to reach out to the surrounding community. After the piece came out, several publications said Hammond called the High Line a failure. So we took our microphones up to the High Line for a visit to ask where the project fell short.
I think the High Line is an incredible success, and I and the organization are so proud of what we did. What I was referring to, what I said, was that our early community outreach to the New York public housing in the neighborhood was not as successful as we originally wanted to be. And when we realized it wasn't working when we opened, that's when we went back and, you know, surveyed a large percentage of the people that live there to find out what we could do to make it more of a park for everyone in the neighborhood.
This neighborhood has drastically changed since you started even planning the High Line, yet it's still bounded but with public housing. There's all types of residents here.
Yeah, there's two large housing projects in the neighborhood. And, you know, when we first started the High Line, we realized we wanted them to be part of, you know, this project. And we did a lot of community outreach. But when we opened, we realized we weren't seeing a lot of people from that community coming up here. And that's what prompted us to do that survey and to ask not just questions about design, which are important to ask, but also what were their needs that the High Line could address, or we as an organization could address. And one of the biggest things we heard was jobs, you know, jobs for their kids, jobs for teens. And that's when we started our teen employment program.
Tell us about that. How does that work?
We have two tracks for teens, two programs they can sign up for. One is called Green Corps, where they learn about different green jobs, not just on the High Line, but about environmental justice programs all over the city. The other program is called the Teen Arts Council. And so when we heard specifically from teens that they did not like our programs as much, we have them design their own program. So they put on two big events of the year. And last year, over 1,000 teens came to that program. It's actually, you know, reached capacity.
So who's using the High Line today? I mean, is it people who are living in public housing? Is it people living in these luxury apartments that we are looking at right now? Is it the community? Is it New York? Who uses the High Line?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think people are usually surprised by the answer. Over 2 million of our visitors are New Yorkers. So every year we've had more and more New Yorkers come. And then about a third is international tourists and a third is domestic tourists.
How has the High Line changed the surrounding community, this immediate neighborhood?
So I first moved into the neighborhood in 93 after I graduated from college. And even before the High Line opened in 2009, it has gone through so many changes. I mean, the change between the 90s and 2009 when we opened was a dramatic change. So sometimes I think the High Line gets too much blame and too much credit, but the High Line has had effects, you know, on the neighborhood. And, you know, that's part of New York, is it's always changing. And that's why we, you know, as an organization, always want to do more.
What more can you do?
I think getting one, making sure people feel that this is their park. And that's why we do hundreds of programs, and we gear all the programs towards New Yorkers. And we want everyone to feel welcome in those programs. So we do a lot of outreach, and about 55% of the 50,000 people that participate in our programs are people of color. So it's actually, our programs are really, have a really diverse audience. We just started a neighbors council to be able to not only give us input, but really it's also for us to learn from them. What are the issues around the High Line, and what are the issues just in general in the neighborhood that we should know about?
That's Robert Hammond. He co-founded the High Line with Joshua David.